Welcome to the Over 40 Alpha Podcast with your host, Funk Roberts. Funk has co-authored the best-selling book, Rapid Body Makeover. He is a master metabolic trainer, has been interviewed as a fitness expert on NBC, ABC, and CBS affiliates, and has a dedicated following of over 1.5 million people worldwide. With this podcast, Funk is dedicated to helping men in their 40s, 50s, 60s, and beyond to regain their manhood and reach their highest potential through fitness, health, nutrition, mindset, and becoming over 40 alpha men. Join me in welcoming your host, Funk Roberts.
We are live. We are live. And again, everybody, welcome to the Over 40 Alpha Podcast. I'm extremely excited today because if you guys do remember, we had kind of like a part one to gut health, right? We had that a couple of episodes ago where we spoke to Dr. Chris. He gave us the insight on gut health and things that we need to think about. And I dropped a little teaser about Supergut. And so now, today, I'm really excited because we have the CEO, founder, creator of Supergut, Mark Washington, in the house. And today, we're going to talk about Supergut. We're going to learn a lot more about Mark. And listen, I wanted to not go ahead and do my research on Supergut. You know me, guys. I like to learn it from the person's mouth. I'm not going to say horses, from the CEO's mouth. So first and foremost, thank you, Mark Washington, for being here today. Thank you for
Most
being on the
definitely.
Show.
Definitely. Thanks for having me, Funk. I'm good. How about yourself? I'm looking forward to this. Great.
I know. Me too. So first, you know, you have an unbelievable background, and it's impressive. It's amazing. So why don't you take us on that journey? Because these guys are going to want to know who you are and how you got here.
Yeah, sure. So as you mentioned, what I'm known for now, obviously, so I'm founder, CEO of Supergut. I would say professionally, I guess even before professionally, I go yes. kind of like life, you know, so I grew up, I was always into one, fitness, sports, athletics, but I was also like really, you know, driven, right? And academically, and I, you know, tried to do my best to, you know, excel in kind of all areas. And that kind of led me down a path where, you know, so I played lots of sports. And so, when I was thinking about college, I wanted to continue playing football, which was one of my passions, but also wanted to continue to drive my academics. And, you know, Princeton University found me, recruited me for a football team. And I was like, wow, this is amazing. Like, I don't feel like I have to sacrifice one or the other. So I went to Princeton for undergrad. You know, I was an engineer major and I played football. So I was ended up being co-captain of the football team. As a running back back in the glory days, you know, but it was very much the right fit. It was one of the best decisions I ever made because, you know, I really felt like I found myself, I found my tribe, and I could really pursue my passions, both, you know, academically and athletically. From there, you know, I went and I didn't know what I wanted to do professionally, but I knew I liked business. And so I went into management consulting. So I worked for a firm called McKinsey & Company. It's a global consulting firm. You'd basically just help companies solve their problems. And I loved it. But I also knew that I wanted to go back to really polish off that business education. And so I went back to business school. So I went to Harvard for business school. I had a couple years and really kind of honed in some of the business kind of expertise and, you know, create a great network and kind of really gain confidence in you know, how I present myself in a business environment. Went back to consulting afterwards because I still got more to learn in this space. And that's where I started to get an orientation more towards consumer-focused products versus just big, large industrial things. And I found a company based in Los Angeles called The Wonderful Company. So healthy food and beverage. It's about a $6 billion company. They're family owned, but they're mostly known for some of their brands. It's like healthy food and beverage brands. So Fiji Water, the bottled water company, Palm Wonderful, big in pomegranates, almonds, pistachios, citrus fruit. So a lot of really healthy food and beverage. And that's where I found my calling. I was like, this is my space. Like, I love kind of connecting this professional with my personal, because, you know, I've always remained kind of active and into health personally. And then to be in a business environment where I could help other people live healthier through what they're putting in their bodies, I was like, this is it, right? This is my path. So I did a bunch of stuff for the wonderful company over 10 years, and culminating as their chief financial officer. From there, I went over to Beachbody. So Beachbody is mostly known for at-home fitness, another personal passion of mine. But they also had really started to build up their business in supplements and nutrition at a superfood health shake called Shakeology. And that was kind of like my calling, my background in nutrition. So I joined them as their president, chief operating officer, and helped them scale that business for a number of years. Now I was a CEO of a supplement business called Irwin Naturals. They do like soft gel supplements. And then that was kind of, you know, still going to work for another entrepreneur, right, to help scale their vision, which I was good at, I enjoyed, but I had this itch like that was building up inside of me that, you know, at some point I want to create, I want to build. And it was like, and then we could talk about like this head meets heart moment for me to decide to throw my hat in the ring, become a founder, entrepreneur, and try to change the game with Supergut, which I founded 4 years ago. We started the company.
Wow. So how old are you?
48.
You're 48. Okay, that's amazing. Sure. Listen, I mean, this whole story is incredible because there's a underlying theme that I hear all the time. And that's, you know, obviously your passion for your own health and yes. your own, you know, and just like fitness, athletics, and then also the drive to help others innovate, and help others, right? So
right.
with that passion of your own health, but knowing that, hey, man, I know that I've got that drive to do things or to provide things that are going to help, other people who struggle, because we know that health and fitness is a struggle for most people Absolutely. On this planet. Absolutely. And so, you know, the more you can do so, it's incredible. And it's just so amazing that, the background that you have. What was the moment? Because there's always a moment you said you were helping out entrepreneurs, but what was that moment that you said, okay, you know what, I got this for myself?
Yeah, no, it's a good question. It was a confluence of moments that came to a head. I'd say the first was, you know, I call it this head meets heart. It's like the head part was, you know, the itch, right? Work for entrepreneurs, seeing how it's done, seeing how to effectively motivate people to live healthier lifestyles, but also seeing that, you know, there's opportunity for stuff that hasn't been done and a way to change the game, taking a deeper, more science-based approach to be truly functional, right? Because despite everything that we were doing at the companies I work for, despite kind of better for you space and advances in science and technology and healthcare, we're less healthy than we have ever been, right? Like, so something's exactly. not working, right? Something's not working. I was like, I think I could do this differently, right? And there's some things that I would do differently if it were my show, if I had, you know, both hands in the steering wheel versus being in the passenger seat, kind of, you know, trying to redirect. So I was like, I believe there's an opportunity to do something differently. Mm. But then the heart is what really was the moment, right, that got me to start this company. And I imagine if you talk to entrepreneurs, a lot of times it is a personal thing, and mine is it's intensely personal. My inspiration for starting this was actually my sister. So her name was Monica, and she, like so many, just like you said, struggled with her health. Like, she was full of life, like lived a vivacious personality, vivacious life. But she struggled with her health throughout her adult life. So she was clinically obese, diabetes, you know, hypertension. She tragically passed away, a few years ago due to complication with their health and a high risk pregnancy. And it shook me to my core. Like it really, because on the one hand, here I am, a health and wellness executive, right? And I'm sending, you know, I would send her shakes and diet plans and workout videos and she would try lots of stuff like that. I gave her other things. And nothing changed her trajectory. I was like, this is so tragic in so many ways, and it should not have happened. And, you know, it lit a fire, right? And so that fire had been building inside of me over time. And it was just like, it came to this crescendo, be like, I believe I could do something about it. I actually think that there's a way, if fed right, that we can help empower people with more control. And doing it in a way, I believe through nutrition, doing it in a way that is accessible, right, and that can change the curve, can actually bend the curve of health. And frankly, things that perhaps would have changed things for Monica, right? And so thinking of it from that perspective, I was like, that's the spirit, that's the ethos behind Supergut, the kind of company that I want to create that can be absolutely foundational for health, but do it in a way that's accessible, right? That's, dare I say, enjoyable, right? Because I think that's the one thing that people don't think a lot about or enough about. When they think from a health standpoint, they're only thinking about function, right? When that's super important, we take function to the next level. But you have to think about form as well. Like this is, especially in nutrition, if you want to get somebody, there's no magic pill. There's no overnight cure. It's got to be a habit. And if you want somebody to create a habit, you got to make it so that it is not too far of a stretch, that it is not, so that it's more convenient, accessible. And dare I say, if it's food, delicious, right? And it actually needs to taste great. And so that's, I know that was a big deal for Monica. And so that's kind of the ethos around Supergut, this company. We create like unbelievably functional foods, and we'll get into like the gut health angle that we take, right? So unbelievably clinically validated functional foods, but we also create great tasting foods as well. And it's the combination of those that I think we have potential for impact, right? To empower people with better control of their health.
I think I do agree with you 100% on the taste for sure, and obviously the science backed based evidence that this does what it does. And I love when you said, you know, first my condolences to you.
Thank you.
Because I think when you said, like, imagine if someone tastes something and takes something and it starts to give them more energy.
Right.
Right. Because a lot of times when people are struggling with health, it's not that they don't want to lose weight, or it's not that they don't, it's just, it's very difficult to see and have hope and see where the end point is.
Right.
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 So you may try a few things, but it's just like, you know, I'm going to go back to my comfort. But imagine if they taste somebody, like, I'm going to use a great tasting supplement for a second.
Yeah.
You taste it. You start feeling good. You're like, oh, okay. Then you start having a little bit more energy. And then slowly that starts the domino effect of, okay, I'm feeling a lot better. This is working. I'm waking up with a little bit more vibrant, you know, an energy. Now I'm going to, you know what? I'm going to work out. I'm going to start doing a workout.
Exactly.
And that's right. That's like the little, that's like the precursor sometimes, you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
It could be a precursor.
You know what? We have a term for that. Like I see that, I believe it. And I'm fortunate to see that like every day. We call that the spark. That shine of spark. And many times, you know, we are somewhere, somebody might be in a health journey already and then kind of learn about Supergut, or somebody, we might be the first step for somebody, right, on that health journey. We want to be there regardless of where, you know, you are on your journey. But what we do see very often is when somebody does decide to give Supergut a try, they enjoy it. Then secondly, they feel it. Right. And they feel like the energy, or they feel like, you know, positive about themselves because they know they're doing something. And maybe they're even measuring whether it's weight or blood sugar or like, and seeing something, and that reinforces it's like a self-fulfilling cycle. And then when that happens, not only do they continue making a habit with Supergut, it's a spark that's like, yeah, I'm going to work out today. Yes. Yeah. Right. I'm going to take the stairs. Right. Yes. Totally. You know, I'm going to try to, you know, be smart about other areas of my diet, which only kind of compounds, you know, the effects when you're able to tap into that spark. I see that and believe that wholeheartedly.
Yeah. I love that for sure. For sure. Because most of the times when people start, you know, it's you get sore and then you're like, it hurts. But if there's something, not for everybody, but if there's something that like that gets that feeling of energy or whatever it is, and if it's Supergut, that's great. So let's talk about Supergut. What is Supergut specifically?
Let's start there. For sure. So Supergut at the highest level, we are a gut health nutrition brand. right? And so we create nutrition products, foods, you know, supplements that feed you, that you enjoy, but that what's really doing, it's actually feeding your gut. And I think, you know, you had the episode with Chris, like, so hopefully people are learning more about the fact that your gut, your digestive tract is literally your foundation for health. Like, we know now that it's not just about regularity and bloating, right? That's important. That's kind of step one. That's an indicator, right? But that having a solid foundation in your gut is really critical for overall, for total health, whole body health, whether it's weight, you know, an appetite, whether it's blood sugar and insulin sensitivity, whether it's cardiovascular health, whether it's mental health, whether it's energy, right? Like, these things all have a direct tie and connection to your gut, what's called your gut microbiome, right? And so we create functional foods that feed your gut, that actually feed, you know, the good microbes in your gut, right? I mean, you know, think about it, like your digestive tract, you literally have trillions of microbes, bugs, bacteria, right? Some are very good for you, responsible for keeping you healthy, preventing disease. And some are not good for you, right? That drive inflammation and chronic disease and so forth. We, you know, our diets, you know, our lives, our lifestyle is disproportionately feeding the bad bugs in your gut, right? And so we're trying to empower you, empower your gut, you know, to give the shift the balance of power in your favor. So our products, and we can get into the technology, but at a high level, we create it. Prebiotic blend. So a lot of people think of gut health, they go straight to, oh, probiotics, right? Pills and so forth, right? We actually focus on the other side of, think of a probiotic as like trying to add more good bugs to your gut. That's the intent. Not all of them work. You know, we could talk about that more. Not all of them do what they say, but that's the intent of probiotics. Prebiotics on the other side, which is what we focus on, that is the food for the good bugs in your gut. Right. And so we create a really powerful, potent prebiotic blend, and we pack it into shakes, into bars. And we actually sell our blend standalone. You can just add to anything that really effectively nourishes the good bugs in your gut to create a healthy foundation. Right. And yes, it absolutely improves digestion. So regularity and reducing bloating, things of that nature. But that's called step one. We also tap into these mechanisms that are responsible for keeping you healthy, like metabolic health. And so we've shown it in clinical study, right? We improve blood sugar control. We help appetite control, and we can help weight management. We definitely see indicators and signals of improved mental health. So energy and brain fog and mood and sleep quality as well, right? Because we're really helping build and balance that foundation of health in your gut. And so that's what we do. Like, we create product, and we try to make them delicious, and people actually love the taste of our shakes and our bars and so forth. So it makes it easy for them to consume these products that are doing so much good for their gut and their total body health.
Yeah, that's great. I mean, you know, there's also this, you know, I was just reading today, I'm deep into research as well. And I'm just reading there's, you know, Alzheimer's is now being called type 3 diabetes, right? With the, and so, well, that's what they're kind of throwing around.
Right.
And again, that's where that gut health can really help with, you know, ensuring that you have that insulin, you're not insulin, you know, the insulin sensitivity, blood sugar, et cetera.
So, I mean, insulin resistant. That's right.
Yeah. The gut's incredible in what it can do. Now, you talk about functional food. What is functional food?
Yeah. So when you define it, it's kind of broadly defined. It's not like an official, like, regulatory category, but broadly defined, what functional food is, it's basically food that nourishes you, but not just nourishing you for calories, but for function. So serving some health function in your life, in your body, that you can either feel, and ideally you can even measure kind of what this food is doing for you. So it's doing more than just feeding you, right, to keep you alive and to nourish you. It actually is serving incremental function, right? And so that is, you know, it includes foods, it includes many supplements are intended to be functional. It's just a lot of things out there don't necessarily follow the depth of the science and the clinical rigor to actually deliver on the true function, like what we were saying about many of the probiotics out there. But that's what the intent is of functional food. And we try to put it into food, right? I mean, so shakes and bars and, you know, even a powder, which is used more as a supplement, but it still has that same functional element being added to nutrition products.
So what do you put in your, like, are there some highlight ingredients, supplements, et cetera, that you actually put? Let's talk about the powder, because my head automatically goes to having a powder, putting it, like, my wife is just like, oh, I got to get that super good. I got that super good. Like, I haven't even said anything to her. And I'm like,
I like the way your wife is thinking.
Yeah. She's, I mean, we know about gut health. Yeah. And the importance of it. And so that, you know, we're trying to optimize ours. I mean, I have a probiotic, but it's not like it's when I heard about what you guys have, you know, and did a, just a high level, because I didn't want to go too deep because I wanted you to explain everything.
No, absolutely. And you picked the right place to start. You picked the right place to start when you talk about, like, what is it in there? Right. And so it starts what I described as these prebiotics. Right. And so, and prebiotics, you know, the prebiotic function means it's feeding the good bugs. And where do prebiotics come from? It's fiber. Like, the vast majority of prebiotics can be found in fiber. And by the way, none of us get enough fiber in our diets. Like, the stats say 5% of adults get the minimum amount of fiber in your diet every day. It's not easy, you know, especially given a Western diet and highly processed foods and so on and so forth, to get a lot of fiber in your diet. And so that's what we've done. And so you can start with our blend, because that's kind of the core technology. We created this really potent and powerful prebiotic fiber blend. You know, all fiber is good for you. Not all fiber is created equal, though. So we found, like, some of the most potent types of fiber, most potent sources. And the specific class that we use is called resistant starch. It's naturally found in starchy plant foods. So think, like, green, super unripened bananas, you know, think in other beans and legumes. And it's called resistant because it is very, very resistant to digestion, which sounds bad, but it's actually a good thing. And it's because, you know, being resistant to your digestion means it's very effective at getting to your gut, at getting to the microbes that you need to feed, that have been starved, that you need to be feeding to maintain a healthy gut and a healthy, you know, overall health. So that's kind of one of the primary sources. And we actually get ours from unripened green bananas. We actually get some resistant starch from potatoes as well, which have kind of modest amounts. We found really highly concentrated forms. One of the other things we did, based on the clinical evidence, we found other forms of prebiotic, which have been found to really complement resistant starch. Because that's one of the other things that's beneficial, is getting a diverse set, because different fibers actually feed different bugs in your gut, right? And so we actually find different sources of prebiotics put in our blends. And so in particular, we use what's called oat beta-glucan. So it's found in oats, but it's a specific element that has significant prebiotic impacts. And so it's, you know, that's the composition of our fiber blend, which is actually patented because it's quite unique how we put it together and what benefits we're able to get. And so that's what we actually do offer now under Supergut. We offer that fiber mix as a standalone basis that literally you can add it to anything. A lot of people would just add it to coffee, or if you have your own smoothie, you can add it. You can add it to oatmeal. Frankly, we've even shown you can even bake with it and it still is functional. You can just add it to an ingredient, unflavored, unsweetened. It's kind of like make any beverage or food into a gut health superfood, right? And so that's the concept. So that's the powder. But then we've gone and then we created foods with it, right? And so we put that same blend into a shake, right? And so we have this really great clean label shake. It's got all the normal stuff that you would expect in a high quality protein shake. So 15 grams of protein, 26 vitamins and minerals, healthy fats. But our hero ingredient, what we have the most of, we have 20 grams of fiber in a shake, which is like 70% of your daily recommended. Like, that closes your fiber gap right there. So we put that same blend into that shake. And then we did the same thing with our bars. So we have 10 grams of fiber in our bars, along with 10 grams of protein. And they're both really tasty as well. So that's that resistant starch fiber blend is the key ingredient that we then put into our different products.
I love, I'm loving this whole thing. I know I've said love many times, but you guys know me. I'm all about love. Mm-hmm. Green bananas. Thank you very much. Again, I have this ongoing mini not argument, but like I always ask my wife, okay, get those green bananas because they're very good for us. They're great for our health.
Yeah.
She's like, no. She must have listened to somebody else who, you know, there's always someone who has to, you know, has no research or anything to back why they don't think green bananas are good.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, yeah. You know, and so you saying that is great because, you know, that's what we do have. We have, you know, we always have a lot of green bananas. The fact that there's the fiber, that is, you know, we have I have the Over 40 Alpha Brotherhood and we have a nutrition system based on, you know, helping men balance their hormones and balance plate. And, you know, the vegetable fruit portion is a big part of that balance plate because once again, you have to get that fiber in on a daily basis. But we're talking about men in their 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, a lot of them holding on to the I don't like vegetable kind of thing from when they were kids or it's very hard to get it. Yeah. And it is hard. Like it's not that hard for me because I work from home. So I have tons of salads and greens and we got a green sprouter as well. But having something that already has that fiber, like a powder that you can add to your coffee. Since you said coffee, I'm like, ooh, you know, that you can add to a coffee or add to a food. And then, of course, on the flip side, having a shake, right? Because again, that shake with the fiber, like the fiber is so important. Like that is so important.
It really
it's kind of like that missing link that aside from the protein and aside from some of the micronutrients that you're going to get, you know, from the foods that you eat, you know, the healthy fats for our testosterone and all of those other things, it's the fiber that really, if you attack that, because that's like people could be, listen, Funk, I'm doing my workouts, I'm following the nutrition plan, I'm getting my sleep, you know, why am I still struggling with this belly fat or why am I still struggling? And that fiber is kind of like the missing link, although it should be the first thing you should be focusing on.
It's so true. It's so true. Like this will get me going here because I'm pretty pro fiber. Because when you go back to when we started at this conversation and just talking about the state of public health, right, and just how health is on the decline, I believe you can track a lot of that back to, you know, how our food system has evolved over time. And, you know, our food system has evolved in this way that has not necessarily been conducive for health. It's been conducive for cheap calories, right? Right, exactly. For money, for profit, for big food, right? And so how do we feed people, try to create tasty foods, you know, make them, like, you know, as cheap as possible, but tasty, right? I mean, and so, but you know what you do? You strip out nutrients. You strip out things. And guess what's one of the biggest things that's been stripped out of our food over decades and centuries? It is fiber. I believe like the biggest factor that's led to our current disease state, and I do call it a disease state, right? And it's a crisis in many ways. Yeah. I think it is the lack of fiber in the Western diet. I think is the primary, obviously there's lots of factors that involve. I think fiber is potentially the biggest driver of our health crisis epidemic that we're dealing with. But I also think on the other side, it can be the solution to, right? Finding ways to reintroduce fiber into your diet, because now it's like your grandma was right, right? I mean, it was like, eat your fiber, 100%. Eat your food, right? She was right. She might not have known all the science, but there was some intuition there that actually has proven now the science has caught up with grandma, because not only do we now know, again, that fiber is connected to, you know, digestion, now that we're learning more about gut health and that fiber has this prebiotic effect, it's coming together. Oh, it's not just digestion. Like it actually serves these multiple purposes that it's not just another macronutrient. You know, literally it is rebuilding this foundation for health and it's connected to metabolism and, you know, fat and appetite and blood sugar control, like these things that are fundamental and foundational to health. So I think it is the pathway for us to regain control of this epidemic. So yeah, it's not the only thing, but I do think it is one of, if not the most important thing that we need to be getting back into our diets. And yes, whole food diet as much as possible absolutely is complementary. Eat your plants, eat your veggies, eat your fruit, etc. as important part of your diet, but that's, you know, hard for the vast majority to get all the way there on that alone. So I think as a complement to that, we are trying to make it easy right, for you to get that in, whether it's just adding a powder or, frankly, having a shake, or if you just want a snack, just having a bar to help fill that fiber gap and get you get your gut back in better shape.
I love the bar part, too, because, you know, a lot of my guys are always asking, you know, well, you know, I generally we just eat three meals a day. I get them not to snack because you should not need to snack. Your digestive system needs to digest the food that you're putting in. Hmm. So if you keep compounding food over food over food over food every 3 hours or what have you, you're just overloading it. And depending on what type of food you're eating, and, you know, there's a whole bunch of things that go into it. You know, if you're only eating, you know, fruit without the protein, and you can spike your insulin, and, you know, there's so much. So just keep it simple, guys. Yeah. But there are often times where there's our truck drivers, there's guys who travel,
absolutely,
you know, a bunch of people who, hey, Funk, you know what? I just need something. So I went to the, you know, the vending machine and got a protein bar.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, you mean you got a chocolate bar?
Because you got a candy bar, basically. Bar. Like,
yeah, you got a candy, exactly, 100%. Like, being able to have a bar that, because frankly, I've had to, you know, I'm more, you know, I understand more, so I can look at bars and know the difference and try to find stuff. But like having a bar that can easily be, you know, you can take it to work and make sure that you get that. But not only is it just a bar to satiate you, it's a bar that has the fiber that you're not getting enough of. So that's perfect. Yeah.
That's the idea.
And if you're traveling, like, you know, on long plane rides, I just launched a Travel Shred program. And, you know, when we're on the plane, I never eat the plane food. But when I'm going to Thailand or Australia or New Zealand, and there's those 17-hour flights,
gotta eat.
I need something. So having this bar would be amazing.
I'm already
excited.
Yeah, it is. It really is a breakthrough. It's been, you know, amazing, but also a challenge as an entrepreneur. We've had difficulty keeping our bars in stock because it is somewhat of a breakthrough to have that convenient, snackable food that is so functional, but that also tastes great. Like, people really love them. And you know what? One of the things that you mentioned, yes, we are delivering the function, right, for you, but it's a bit of two birds and one stone, because that's the great thing about the prebiotic fibers in our bars and our shakes. It's actually really satiating. Right. And so when you have one of these bars, it actually, it's going to keep your blood sugar unbelievably stable. It's going to feed the good bugs in your gut, and you actually slowly digest it. And so that actually keeps you feeling fuller longer. And that's one of the biggest problems with, you know, that many of the energy bars or chocolate bars, which are basically like candy bars. Yeah, they might taste good, but you know they're going to spike your blood sugar, right? And then your blood sugar's going to crash, and you're going to be hangry like a half hour later. So then you're going to go back and snack on something else, right? And so it's like a double whammy, right? Versus, you know, our bars, like, they're delicious, they're satiating, and they will keep you stable and steady, and you won't be going out to grab that next bag of Cheetos or whatever, something else half hour after you have it. So it's kind of a bit of a double whammy, like multiple benefits from, you know, the way that we've formulated our bars.
Now, I know this answer because I also have some powders where my number one thing was taste. But I'm going to ask you, why is taste so important to you your supplements?
Like, so one, it's kind of been something I've paid attention to throughout my career, kind of not just thinking of it from a function. It's just kind of one of the things that's just always been very relatable, is thinking from the consumer mindset, right? And kind of what is it that's going to make someone create a habit? But I will say it actually does go back to my inspiration, to Monica. Like, I know, I've seen it firsthand, just how impactful taste can be in habit creation. So like many, you know, Monica had very discerning taste buds. And so if it didn't taste great, she might give it a try. You better be sure it wasn't going to be something she was going to be running back to the next time. And so I saw it firsthand, right? I mean, just if it's not easy, if it's not accessible, if it doesn't taste great, it just makes it really, really hard to create a habit. And so that's kind of this orientation that has just been ingrained in me, is, like, we shouldn't be asking consumers to reorient their human psyche right? And just grin and bear it, no matter what sort of your instincts tell you, and so forth. I think it's the other way around. I think it is on, call it us, as the food system, as brands, as functional food, as health brands. We need to be in service to the consumer, right? So let's make it easier for somebody to create a habit. And I think by focusing on the taste profile, the convenience, the sensory, is the way that we can do that, right? And that's what's going to enable, you know, more habit, and, you know, that's how you get to success. So yeah, so we spent a ton of time on the clinical research, on so on and so forth, and studying. And then we spent even more time on the sensory side, right? Like, we got some real, like, sensory experts, some global flavor experts, and how do you sweeten this thing without adding sugar, and like all these, and multiple iterations and consumer test panels. And all this was for an intent, for a reason, to get to that point where we felt like these are products that one would consume even if they weren't unbelievably functional, right? That they, just because they taste great. Like, that was sort of the bar that we set for ourselves when creating, you know, our shakes and our bars, to try to get to that point where we could, you know, get to habit creation, which I think is where impact happens. So yeah, so that's kind of why I'm so passionate about the, you know, the taste profile. Like, I really want to make impact, not just to build a business. Yes, I want a successful business and so on, sure, but I'm really, really focused on impact. And we do that, and I think taste is important to it, then I think we'll have a great business, you know, over time.
Totally. And you got the patent. Obviously, the patent is, well, I'm not going to say obvious. Why'd you get the patent?
Yeah. It's actually quite rare in the space of food and supplements. It's like this general adage, and I've been in the space throughout my career, is that you can't patent a food or a supplement because we're not, you know, creating something new, right? Nature's doing the hard work. But it's what is possible, and how we got it and why we did it, was what we're doing is quite novel and quite unique, right? In terms of the depth of the research and the creation of these prebiotics that go into our blend that we put into our products. And we're like, wow, this really hasn't been done before. And also what we are seeing, like the results, the benefits, like, are measurable. And what we're seeing is actually even more potent than the research that we've done on some of these ingredients as individual ingredients, as like one source of resistant starch or one source of this other prebiotic fiber. Like, when we put them together, it's like this 2 + 2 = 5 type deal, right? Mm-hmm. And so that's like, you know what? We believe that this has potential for patentability. And frankly, that, you know, from a business standpoint, that gives us a wider berth to go out and both create these products and protect them, but also to create other products that we would have a unique possibility of doing it. And so that's why we went out and actually did go through a patent process, and we were successful, which is, again, quite rare. But yeah, no, it's really about, you know, our blend, our prebiotic resistant starch, our prebiotic fiber resistant starch blend, and its application in food products and beverage products, anything that would be functional foods that combine this blend, in particular with different sources of protein. That's what our patent covers, and that's kind of sitting over here, over my shoulders. Yeah.
So if someone was to start, like, if they're like, okay, what would you? Okay, so let's say I come to you and I'm like, you know what? Okay, so I work on the road.
Yep.
I'm not getting enough fiber. You know, I get my workouts in.
Yeah. Great.
You know, I do eat healthy, but you know, I'm still not where I want to be, or I'm not getting enough fiber. What are the products you'd want me to start with?
Yeah. So obviously I'm going to, you know, talk
like about your products I'm talking about.
Talk about Supergut first ever. For me, what I always say is, we know that we can deliver function across any product that we're going to put out. Like, we are going to deliver on the promise. Like, this is an unequivocal, like a non-starter from my standpoint. So all of them work. So what's most important is what's going to fit into your lifestyle based on your goals, your habits, et cetera. That's what's most important for you. So someone like what you describe has a pretty solid routine. Maybe they make their own shakes or what have you. They have a pretty good, you know, physical fitness routine, pretty good diet. Yeah. Maybe it's just they need some bars, right? Maybe it's just like something to tie them over right, in between meals, in their moments of weakness, to fill that last bit of fiber gap, especially if there's someone that where convenience matters, they're on the road or, you know, a lot of times, like for me, it's like late afternoon. I'm like, my energy starts to get low. I start to get a little hungry. Yeah. That's when I have a bar, and that's what works, you know, for me.
Okay.
I'm also a shake guy, right? So I do have, you know, pretty much every day, that is my breakfast. I like to not even think about breakfast. I know all I think about is which flavor and like what I might add to it. But for me, I love to start my day with that foundation, right, of good health. And I don't even have to think about it. It's very satiating. And it can be really be a great way to start your day. Really foundational for health. So for me, a shake is my most consistent product that I'm using to create that foundation for better gut health, better metabolism, better overall health for me.
So is that a powder that you put into water?
That's right. Yeah. So okay, we formulated it so it can literally, you can just add it to water. A lot of people like to use milk as well to make it, you know, creamier, whether it's, you know, traditional milk or plant-based milk. I usually use like half, like for my own recipe, I usually use like half water, half like plant milk, like oat milk, what have you, and then lots of ice. And then it mixes up for a nice creamy shake. And a lot of times I'll add some fruit to it, or, you know, I'll add some greens to it, or what have you, to just switch things up.
And do you, and with the, so here's the thing, because, so with the powder, are there different flavors? That's the question.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, especially because, again, we're trying to help with habit creation. And one of the things that we've seen and heard, like, I don't want to have the same thing every single day. I want to be able to switch things up. And so we want to make that easy for people to switch it up. And so, in our shakes, we actually have 6 different flavors, right? And that includes both, you know, dairy-based protein as well as vegan-based protein options as well. And so it's like many of traditional flavors, right? Chocolate, vanilla. Yeah. We have a strawberry. It's delicious. We actually have, and what I'm having this morning, we have a mocha latte, which is like a chocolate coffee combination, which actually has a nice punch of caffeine in it as well. And then we have 2 vegan flavors of shakes as well. So we do offer multiple flavors. And in addition, like we actually do offer, and on our site, lots of recipes as well. So not only do we have flavors, you can extrapolate that with all these predefined, really delicious, but still really healthy recipes, right? And ways to just continue to mix it up so that, I have a shake pretty much every day, but I rarely have the exact same shake kind of day after day. Like I like to switch things up. I like variety, you know, even though I like shakes a lot. So yeah.
So it has protein in it. So I'm just trying to figure, because if someone has a greens powder, let's say, would they still take this?
They can. I'm a proponent of greens powders. They can be complementary to get in different vitamins and minerals and phytonutrients, et cetera. Okay. I would say a lot of the stuff that you're looking for from a greens powder, a lot of it is in our shake as well, because not only are we providing the prebiotic fiber, not only are we providing the protein, which many greens powders don't have, we also do have a pretty broad vitamin mineral complex, 26 different vitamins and minerals that we do include in our shake as well. So it does cover a pretty strong baseline. So I would say it covers a lot of what you're going to get from a greens powder. Not everything, because we don't have a lot of the rare and exotic like superfood type ingredients. And so if you're looking for some of those, like maybe you want to do your greens powder, you know, as well later. But I do think for the most part, I think we cover a lot of what they offer, but then obviously have a lot more on top of that.
Sure. And then this is not a... what do you call it again? A food, a meal replacement. It's just a shake that you could have with your meal or on its own or what have you.
I don't like to define it as, I don't like to put it into a bucket. I define it as an unbelievable gut healthy prebiotic protein shake. You can have it in addition to your meal. I will say that most people do use it as a meal, because it is so filling, and it's because it has so much of this fiber that's slowly digested, you feel very satisfied when you have it. Right. And so for most people, myself included, when I have a shake, I'm not thinking of trying to eat on top of it because I'm already feeling good. I'm satisfied. Right. So for me, I have it as my breakfast every day. Some people, you know, especially, and I think it's somewhat, it depends on the individual, your appetite and what you're looking to do in your health, right? If you're looking to lose weight, then calorie restriction is a part of the game. And so we tend to recommend if you're looking to drop pounds, you should think of it more as a meal replacement. If you're really fine, you know, from your weight, if you frankly even want to gain, then we talk about like adding it into your diet regimen, right? As a way to add on to, right? Because you're not going to want to restrict the number of calories that you're getting. So somewhat depends on the individual. Most people are looking to lose a little bit. A lot of people therefore will use it as a meal replacement.
Okay. And the one, and just before we go, the one thing I love about, Super Gut. The one thing that just stood out to me, actually, that's I don't know why this was the first thing that came out when I went to your site, but it was a community because that we're writing a book right now. We're in the midst of writing our tribe secrets because we believe that creating a tribe, but like I mean a very strong tribe. Like we have guys who have the same tattoo. We had tattoos in our brotherhood because you know it is that important to have people who are on the same journey, the same mindset to help. You know, I saw it on your site, but to help keep each other accountable that, I mean, these are men in their 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, who are all different from all over the world, first of all. So all different religions, all different races, all different backgrounds. We don't talk about politics. We don't talk religion. Right. We don't talk any of that stuff. It's all about helping each other become the alphas we need to be. And so when you see guys telling each other they love each other, when they're hooked, like when they're, you know, when they're kind of, you know, connecting with each other, it's very, very strong because there's that accountability, that non-judgment. No one judges each other. No one judges, you know, like if someone falls off and comes back, they're like, hey, okay, you're back. Okay, let's go. New guys are coming in. And you guys have a sense of community. I saw that that was a very strong part of Supergut, was the Supergut community. Why don't you talk to me a little bit about that?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think you touched on something really foundational. It's great that you're doing it, you know, with your community as well, with your tribe. Like, it's just been shown through research and through real-world evidence that the vast majority of us, that community just casts such an important role in your health and happiness and motivation and psyche. And so we offer it. Again, it's not mandatory. Like, some people want to go it alone. They got their own thing. They're like, I don't need it all. Just give me the products. Give me science. I'm good to go. And that's great. We do know that there's a substantial portion of folks out there that really benefit from community, right? Really benefit from having a sense of belonging, really benefit from having some accountability, right? And so we are there for you if that is something that you're into. We make it really easy to join our community, right? And so, and it's really just engaging. It sounds quite similar to how you describe yours. Like, we don't focus on politics and religion or things that could be divisive. We focus on inclusive, right? And kind of everybody's here for some aspect of health, right? And so different health goals, but generally speaking, like looking to improve some aspect of your health with Supergut being a component of it. And so that's what we vibe on, right? And so we do things like challenges and, you know, we do shout outs and people talk about their struggles. People talk about their gains. People talk about tips and tricks like, hey, I'm struggling with this, or can anybody, you know, I have the chocolate, like, and I'm not loving the flavor. Anybody have advice? And then people will just kind of add on, oh, we'll just try adding some blueberries or this and so on and so forth, right? And so, it's just a way to, again, help engage people and know that you're not alone, right? Yes. And also to help support and, you know, hopefully help create a habit. And so we do find that when people decide to join our community, they have an amazing experience and they feel like they're part of something bigger than themselves. Like we like 100%. To talk about it. Like, this is gut health, right? So we like join the movement for more movement, right? So this is literally about creating this movement of people that have similar goals and like with gut health being a core element of it. So yeah, I'm a big believer in the power of community. I'm fortunate to have a great thriving community within a super gut.
That's amazing. Mark, this has been incredible, man. First of all, I need to get Supergut into this house ASAP.
It sounds like the powders might be the powder might be the one, the unflavored and unsweet one might be the one for you.
Yeah, we'll probably get a few. We're gonna get the 100% the chocolate, unflavored, so I can put them into my bulletproof coffee.
There you go.
The bars, because you know I know specifically for my wife, because she, with the work that she does and the shift work that she does, those bars will be good. Because sometimes when she has to do something specific that is not like, so for you shift workers out there where, yes, you know that your what your shift is, for what my wife does, if there's a, I'll just kind of, if there's a homicide, if there's a shooting, if there's something that happens, she's the one that has to go to that process. So she may be on an 8-hour shift, but that 8-hour shift is 24 hours now because seven people just, you know, got shot up or whatever it is, and she's got to process the scene. The bar. So I didn't mean to get too dark, but I'm just saying the bar would be, the bar is such a great way to have, okay, I'm going to have this. I'm going to keep it. It gives them, whoever has these type of jobs where your cognitive function needs to be like at a high level, even though you're physically being fatigued. This is perfect. I also see this being something that can help with athletes in some ways as well. I don't know. I'm just kind of throwing things out there, but you know,
true. It's true. So I would never call what we're doing as sports nutrition. Like that's not the primary function, but what we do know, and there's clinical evidence around this, like the types of prebiotic fibers, they actually really help from a sustained energy over time. So this isn't like an energy type thing, like a caffeine type thing for maximum. But what we have seen is particular for like endurance, like that this is actually really beneficial. And so we, one of the things we did, which is kind of fun, we actually are the official like gut health nutrition brand of Grambling State University athletics department, right? And so providing them some bars and shakes for some of their young student athletes to consume on a consistent basis, get their gut health right and kind of help sustain, you know, over time. So there really is like an, there's a functional perspective that can support kind of physical activity as well.
That's amazing. Mark, any last words before you, specifically to this, these men in their 40s, their 50s, their 60s have been listening right now who, you know, I just want your wisdom.
No. So I think we've covered most of it. I think one of the things is just to reinforce this point that you can feel like you're doing all the right things and still not getting there, especially men of our age and beyond. Like, and it's so true because, you know, it's happened over time. It's things that have accumulated over time. The thing is you can get it back. Right. And I will just reinforce this importance of gut health as part of this routine of getting your groove back. Right. As a 40s, 50s, 60 year old man, you absolutely can do that. But, you know, you need to do it. Obviously, we'd love to be helpful, you know, as a part of that journey. But just even if not super gut, other things that you can do that can support your gut health absolutely can help improve your control over your metabolic health and kind of rev up that engine for you even at our our age. So yeah,
that's amazing. And thank you so much for being on the podcast, on the show. Where can people find Supergut? Where can people find you? Where can they find Supergut? Is there anything you want to leave for these guys?
Absolutely. So currently we're all direct to consumer, so the way to find us currently is at our website. So go to supergut.com. And you can check us out. You can see our product. You can actually read more about the science as well. We obviously are, you know, expanding now because I also think accessibility is a big deal. So we are going to be expanding, you know, over the coming months, you know, on other websites and in particular in retail. So more to come on that front. But for now, supergut.com. Check us out on socials as well because we're pretty active on Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, you know, at Supergut, where there's a lot of gut health education and engaging content as well. So hope folks check us out.
Well, thank you so much for being on the podcast, guys. You heard it here first, Supergut. You know the Funkster is going to get Supergut. And you never know, guys. You never know. Supergut may be something that we introduce and include into the our nutrition plan.
That would be dope. That'd be
awesome. Oh, yeah, for sure. Anyway, thank you so much for being on the podcast. And we'll talk again.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me, Funk. Take care, man.
Hey, it's Funk Roberts here, and thank you so much for listening to this episode of my Over 40 Alpha podcast. Now, before you go, I've got a special gift that I want to give you, and one thing I need to ask you as a member of our podcast family. First, if you haven't already, please claim your free 30-day trial at over40alpha.com. This is a 30-day trial into our Over 40 fitness program that has workouts, nutrition, mindset training, recovery training, everything you need to help you lose weight, to help you burn belly fat, to help you increase your muscle, and of course, naturally increase your testosterone levels and get you into the best shape of your life. So please go to over40alpha.com and join the thousands of men in their 40s, 50s, 60s getting incredible results on a daily basis. And next, as a member of our Over 40 Alpha podcast family, please, if you know anyone, another guy in their 40s, 50s, 60s who can benefit from listening to this podcast, share it with them. And if you can, please leave a review. It really helps us with the podcast. Thank you so much again. Get it done, and I'll see you next week.
You've been listening to the Over 40 Alpha podcast, hosted by Funk Roberts, former professional athlete turned master metabolic trainer and best-selling author, bringing you the best information to help you get into the best shape and health of your life in your 40s, 50s, 60s, and beyond. Join us for another podcast.